Well, thank you, James. James was very worried about this speech because he mentions many times that at his wedding I spoke for half an hour. And in fact, Karen was telling me he tells the whole world that. So, Your Worship, elected officials, colleagues, and what a night. Wow. I mean, there's been so many surprises because I've been kept in the dark as much as possible. I used to get these little whispered conversations, and Carol, in fact, had her own email address so that I wouldn't be able to read it. So I'm almost lost for words. But if you go back to the 60s, which of course you heard the music beforehand at the beginning, Dave Clark Five had a song called Bits and Pieces. So I have a few bits and pieces tonight, but I'm certainly not going to sing. So I think you've seen that this wonderful evening is an opportunity for the Dodds family to say thank you, not only to the St. Mary's community, but to all three levels of government, to the many local, national, and international friends and communities that have touched and enriched our lives in so many different ways. And as been mentioned, some of you have traveled great distances. President Tu and his delegation have already been referenced from BNUZ, key partners in China, Ananchang Kongchan from Chulalongkorn University in Thailand. And we go back to 1985 with respect to that friendship and family friendship. Of course, we have Sanjeev Chaudhary tonight, Consul General. And again, the family connection between the Chaudhary family and the Dodds family is very, very strong. And it's 27 years. And then a very surprise tonight, my good friend and Carol's good friend, Muthu, from Chennai in India, just suddenly appeared from almost nowhere. So again, thank you so much for your all coming. Now, one of the questions that could have been on those little snippets about myself was, did I or did I not hate school? Well, I did. And I hated school until I was 18. And it's a little surprising that education has become my life and my passion, but also for Carol as well. Not just as my wife, but in her own studies at St. Mary's, two master's degrees, and in her own career. And as you've heard, her support of the community. And I think you've heard about my love of music, whether it's swing, boogie-woogie, rock and roll, but of course classical. That's why I'm so appreciative this evening of the choir, the special choir there, and the combination, and again, I had no knowledge of that, the combination of the renditions that they gave. I have, one of my grandfathers, as well as my father, were church organists, and they're also piano teachers. So our home was always full of music. And I, not surprisingly, became a chorister at an early age. St. Mary's Anglican Church, same church Carol and I were married in. And you might sort of say, accidental coincidences 33 years later at this St. Mary's. I don't know, fate and life is so strange. So if I go back to 1982, when I was considering leaving the UK, what saw me on St. Mary's, and I have to tell you that the National University of Singapore was the competition, was the welcome I received when I came for interview. And then there was Halifax itself. And I was able to go back to Carroll in March of 82, and it was a better March than the March that we had this year, I can assure you, because there are actually sailboats on the arm. And in the publicity for St. Mary's, on the back page, was this sailboat in the arm. And I actually saw a sailboat in March of 82. So when I went back, I said, they don't lie. You know, that's absolutely true. And I said, that's the place where we can live, and really so important by the ocean. Because although we'd spent a short time in Hamilton, you know, a big lake even doesn't cut it. It's the ocean that's so important. I doubt many presidents of universities set out in their early, in their academic career to be president, and I certainly did not. But once at St. Mary's, with the assistance of some Brasso, I was able to polish up the handle on the big front door of the McNally Building. And those of you might know the reference back to Gilbert and Sullivan with respect to that. And again, it's been mentioned that I keep launching into linkages to music. So this dinner, although it's been billed as a tribute to me, and I very much appreciate the testimonials in the video, and of course from the podium, but really the tribute goes, I feel, to those who've gone before. Our founder, Bishop Burke, 1802, and Archbishop McNally, who had the vision for the Robie Street campus. And also my predecessors, lay presidents, the late Edmund Morris, and of course, subsequently, Owen Carrigan and Ken Osmond, both are here this evening. And also to the students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, donors, friends, and supporters. Again, you're in this audience this evening. Organizations are also about people. And I've known some of the characters and legends of St. Mary's, including the late Elizabeth Chard, Bob Hayes, Terry Donahue, Kevin Cleary, Donnie Kelleher, Larry Utek, and so on. And heard about so many more, including the late Father Hennessy. The stories abound, sometimes embellished, of early campus life at Windsor Street, and then our Robie Street campus. But let me take you back to a Saturday morning in January 2000. I received a call at home from Bob Belleville. Bob, you're here somewhere. Straightforward. He was the then board chair and chair of the Presidential Search Committee. And he requested, I think requesting is probably a polite word, that I meet him on campus in 15 minutes. And having endured grillings from him at earlier meetings during the search process, he gave no hint as to what the outcome of the search committee's deliberations had been that morning. When we met in the McNally boardroom, Bob was poker-faced. He is a litigator, so that he has to keep that demeanor. So we sat opposite each other. I looked at him, he looked at me. Then he reached across the table, shook my hand, and offered his congratulations and those of the committee. I was in shock, and I didn't say anything, which is unusual for me. So it must have been, 30 seconds, 45 seconds? Longer. Bob says it was longer. So Bob was the first board chair I served under, followed by Paul Dyer, Michelle Twill, who I know is with us this evening, and of course, John Fitzpatrick. Paul Dyer is traveling, so he couldn't be with us. But as vice president academic and secretary of the board, I worked with Jack Keith, who is with us this evening, and before him, Ron Downey, who sent me a very nice note saying he could not be here this evening. We've been very fortunate to have stellar and committed boards of governors at this university. And I want to single out Larry Hood, who's here this evening. He was my conscience for 14 years on the board, and I have not forgotten that, Larry. I'm also grateful for the support of Senate, union leaders, alumni association leaders, effective and dedicated student leaders, and of course Sanjeev was one of those way back. To Larry Hayes and his team, as legal counsels to the university, and Larry could not be with us. He's still enjoying the sunshine in Longboat Key. On China, our friends, of course, in BNUZ, Xiamen, and so many other institutional linkages. And these have been forged, not just by me, I can assure you, but by Ken Osmond earlier, and then Dennis LeClaire and Heidi Taylor. And then also Bill and Daisy Boo, who have been great friends and advocates for this university. I've had the benefit of key mentors and strong university friends and strong family friends, both in the UK and here in Canada. Here in Canada, with respect to, I think, of St. Mary's, Ken Osmond was a great mentor to me, Dean Mike Mahar of Calgary, Jake Shafai, who you heard from in the video, Francis Bobang, likewise. And of course, David and Faye Sobey, Basha and Paul, and you heard Paul on the video, and so many other members of the Sobey families, many of whom, I'm pleased to say, are St. Mary's graduates. And there's so many other family friends that we have here this evening. I wish I could, and supporters, I wish I could name you all, but you know who you are. So somebody asked me, what would I miss as president? Well, I have a parking spot. The only dedicated parking spot on campus, right? So I'm going to miss that, that's for sure. I do give it up once a year for the United Way, but anyway, I'm going to have to scramble like everybody else to find a spot. But seriously, of course, I'm going to miss all of you that are here this evening and those that could not be with us. But I know in a sort of a new format of life that I'll have, our paths will cross again. I'm going to miss my presidential colleagues, past and present, through so many organizations, nationally, through AUCC, regionally, AAU, within Nova Scotia, CONCEP, AUS, and what the mayor referred to before, which is the Halifax Community Group of Presidents, including Don Barreau, who I know is here this evening, and also internationally. I doubt there's another province in Canada that presidents can sit down together in a collegial way and also meet government officials and student leaders. This has been through the MOU process that started many years ago. We've had constructive dialogues on PSE, and Peter Halpin and his team have played a key role in facilitating these meetings. Now, reference was made to golf previously. And it doesn't seem to matter which course I play on, and I use the word play, you know, in inverted commas. It doesn't matter whether it's Richard Homburg's or Fred Smithers, because I approach the swing as if I'm an opening batsman seeing off the new ball in cricket. And if you know anything about cricket, which you may or may not, yes, we've got some Caribbean students that know it well, when you're sort of batting there, and I'm a right-hander, instinctively, as the ball is going towards you, you bend your left knee. And this is not very good if you're trying to play golf. But there have been many people that have tried to help me over the years overcome this intrinsic weakness, whether it's Sam Nahas, because he was mentioned as King of Donaire, that he's here this evening, Al Abraham, there's so many, Richard Homburg, of course, on his course, and there's Fred George, I know he is, Whittier Ferez, Basim Halef, John Fitzpatrick with his Caesar bar, and so many others that have tried to remedy my failings. But I did enjoy driving the cart, and I did enjoy the sandwich breaks and the chips and the steak dinner afterwards. And that really is, I think, says it all for golf. So I will miss my executive team and of Gabe Morrison, the VP Finance Administration, and you heard from David Gautier earlier. The senior administrators, again, many of here this evening, faculty and staff colleagues again who are here. And of course, my staff of Stephanie, who was with me for 23 years, as both in the AVP's office and president's office. I don't know where you are, Stephanie, but you're here somewhere. Nancy was in the AVP's office and is recording secretary. Nancy could not be here tonight. Currently in my office is Bonnie, who's been with me for over 12 years. And most recently, Pat. And she's had to learn, as the others have learned, to search for glasses and search for keys. And sometimes for the cell phone as well. So, thanks. You've had to put up with some of my strange sayings at different times, including the music references. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention the past service of Terry Murphy, who was a VP academic before. Larry Corrigan was VP Finance. Andy Seaman was acting AVP at one point. And mention was made earlier of Chuck Bridges, who was always there for me when he was VP, Associate VP External. I'll also miss the many helpful missives from Heather Harris on the history of St. Mary's. These used to be addressed for your eyes only, which reminds me of James Bond, I think, 007. Not that she thought, I think, that I was 007. And of course, I'll miss the many alumni events, including those in Ottawa, Senators Moore and Mercer, and in Toronto by Mike Dolan. And of course, the many other events that Carol and I have attended and hope to attend in the future. One of those is the St. Patrick's Day events with the Donahue clan. And so next time around, of course, not be president, but we'll certainly be there drinking Guinness, which, as you saw, was my favorite. Why do you think we went on a honeymoon to Ireland? Yes, Guinness. Now, I did not do a tour of the Guinness, because remember, it's a honeymoon. But I certainly enjoyed the draft Guinness that was there on the island. But you know, most of all, I'll miss the students across the faculties. And let me share a few words I received a couple of years ago from an alum originally from Ghana, and Frances knows who that is, and she's now working in Toronto. And this is what she said. St. Mary's has been a voice for the marginalized and voiceless, and has given us wings to fly. And I feel that captures the soul of this university, accessibility and a commitment to student success. Now, it's a pity the Premier had to leave, because I'm now addressing these comments to the province, but I was very appreciative that he was here earlier. I'm very optimistic for our province and for Atlantic Canada, as we are Canada's education capital. And with higher education now the global currency, we are placed firmly as a key part of the global economy, with tremendous opportunities for innovative partnerships across the PSE sector, with NGOs, with governments, and with the private sector. And more recently, of course, the provincial government has announced a series of sandboxes, which again are things that we are collaborating on across our universities in Nova Scotia. When I think of Nova Scotia, I think of entrepreneurs. And over the years, I've had many opportunities through Junior Achievement Hall of Fame, which actually started at St. Mary's, and through Ernst & Young and being a judge for the entrepreneurship competition. So we have so many brands, and mention was made previously of David. So we have the Sobeys, we have the Irvings, and I know that we have Arthur and Sandra Irving. Thank you so much. And Sarah, thank you for being with us this evening. You know the names, the Geoderys, the McDonalds, John Risley, Fred George, Tim Moore, the Steeles, Ralph Metchuk. I could go on, and of course the whole Lebanese and other community that have changed the face of Halifax and Nova Scotia. But more recently, we have many of our St. Mary's grads who have showed their entrepreneurial skills. Mike Brown is with us this evening, Leah Scarry, and of course the incredible story of Saeed with SimplyCast, who was the guest speaker at the Commerce Society dinner the other evening. And look too at the confidence shown with the investments of Shell, the Irvings, RBC, IBM, and now capital from China. Confidence they show in this city, in this province, in this region. So friends, together we can shape the very bright future for our region. So as the next chapter unfolds in my life, I will continue to work with Wadia Ferez and the team from the Provincial Department of Immigration to make Nova Scotia, and I address this to Madam Minister Diab, not the best kept secret, but one open and welcoming for business and family life, as the Lebanese, the Italians, the Greeks, the Chinese, and many other communities, as witnessed by the number of honorary consuls that we have in Nova Scotia, many of whom are with us this evening. Yes, welcoming community, as it did for Wadia 40 years ago, and it did for the Dodds family 33 years ago. And Carol was so supportive of the decision to come to Halifax. And like Edith Piaf, no regrets. So I want to thank Karen and Sanjeev. Yes, je ne regrette rien, okay. And we gave up, I have to tell you, an awful lot to come, but we were determined to do it. And as was mentioned, yes, we're in the Bedford Motel and blah, blah, blah. But James thought he was going on his holidays. And then when he's in school, singing O Canada, with black leather shoes, short pants, gray socks, and a gray shirt, he wonders what was going on. But he took it all, and of course Lizzie didn't know because she was only 12 weeks old when we came. So I do want to thank our MCs this evening, the sponsors of this dinner. We have so many, and they are mentioned in your program. So, and they were mentioned previous, but I really appreciate it, Dr. Carroll and the university. And the many donors to the scholarship program, which again, they're mentioned in the program. Particularly to the tribute dinner committee headed by Larry Freeman and Karen Oldfield. And Lizzie is mentioned there. She's a husky at heart. She's not a real husky. You know, when we wouldn't let her go to the Vanya Cup, she said, I'm a husky at heart. I said, no, you don't cut it because you're not a real alum. Neither am I, but I was given, see, James is okay, Carol's okay, but I was given honorary alumni status in 1995, so I claim that. This has been a flawless and wonderful evening. And thanks also to Jennifer Parkhill, the event planner, and her team, and to Elizabeth Newman, such a good friend of ours, and her staff at RCR Catering. Now, I do know I have not had time to thank you all individually tonight, and I didn't meet you all as you came in because I just couldn't believe that there were so many people here this evening. So we apologize for that. We are going to have some social time, I think, afterwards. So please, if I didn't get a chance to greet you when you came in and I don't see you later, thank you so much from the bottom of our heart for coming this evening. Thank you for your support to the Dodds family and to the university. And really, this tribute dinner is a tribute to you all, and I appreciate that. So friends, I've been lucky enough to borrow the role of president and to have held the traditions and values of St. Mary's University for the past 15 years. But the old order changeth. And Rob will have that privilege to continue to build this university. And I ask that you give him and Susan the same support that you've given Carol and myself. It's been fun. It's been an honor to serve as president. The best job, not just at St. Mary's, or Nova Scotia, but on the globe. And earlier we had the tribute choir singing the Beatles, and I think we can say goodbye, hello, goodbye to the presidency, hello to back to the Soviet school where I came from, and tonight has been a blast. What else can I say but to thank you from the bottom of my heart and our family for the support you've given us, and hopefully we're going to see you wherever, back where we came from. So again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate it.